Blog Talk Radio.
But I heard his footsteps, I heard his voice saying, here's the thing, it is not your voice, failure, it is not your voice, decay, it is not your voice, prophecy, it is not your voice.
You got to know what your portion is, and your portion is good news, not bad news, but good news. Hallelujah, that's our portion. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley with the good news. Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, it is truly a pleasure to share the word of God, to have this review. I just thank God for each and every one of you all. May his grace be on you, with you, along with his peace and his mercy. To all of those that believe in the resurrection. Well, listen, brother and sister, we have a word of prayer. Then we're going to get right into this review. This review we talked about this week is about the mystery. The kingdom of God is a mystery. God himself is a mystery to those that don't understand him. Everything God does is a mystery. When I think about the priesthood, it's a mystery because we're dealing with a royal priesthood. Not any kind of priesthood, but a royal priesthood. And that's a mystery. How God put royalty in us. So, Father God, we come today with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. And we're thankful, Heavenly Father, for your word. First of all, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we live and breathe and have our needs. It's in your word, Father God, that we come to know what real truth is. And it's in your word, Father God, that we understand that it's in your truth that we're who we are in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, for your word. I pray right now, Father God, those that are listening will receive your word, that they'll receive a word of excellence and excellency and a word of faith. Pray that they receive that right, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Pray for those, Father God, who have asked and us to agree with them in prayer according to your word. We agree with them right now, Father God, because your word says two or more will touch and agree anything as touching. So we agree, Father God, with the word. Those that are designed to be filled with more righteousness, those that are don't know that they're already blessed going in and coming out. Well, all of those things, Father God, that they've asked to agree with, we put ourselves in agreement with it. These and our other blessings, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to start today's review, and I'm going to leave it open. Anyone like to have anything to do, I mean, anything to say, we want you to please feel free. There's some points that I want to bring out today in today's lesson. It has to do with corruptible. It has to do with risen. It has to do with the resurrection. And I know that I'm going to make some bold statements today, brothers and sisters, but I'm going to tell you, without faith, it's impossible to believe in the resurrection. It's impossible. And if you're not part of this resurrection, what resurrection will you be part of? You got to ask yourself that question. Because if Christ be not risen, then everything we're doing is in vain. That's what we talked about the other day. So you have to believe in the resurrection. Well, the way this happened is by believing in faith. Hebrews 11, and I'll go there, even though this was not one of the necessary things that we talked about per se, but we did talk about faith, because it says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, him being God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, excuse me, you ask, well, what does all that mean? That means unless you come to God in faith, you're not going to ever see the resurrection. You're not going to believe in the mysteries of God. And that's what we talked about. You got to have faith. So let me put it to you this way. Believing that God exists is only the beginning. Even the Bible says the demons believe that. Over there in James 2:19-20, the demons believe that God exists. The demons believe that there is a Christ. Because if they had knew that they was crucifying the Lord of glory, the Bible said they would never did that. Hey, they would never jumped out. So they believe that there is a Christ. God would not sit for you just merely acknowledging, because that's what believing is, and doing. But to believe of his existence, brother and sister, is not a real big thing. But here it is, because it's so sad that people don't understand that believing in God's resurrection puts you in a position to have your whole spirit man transform into that new image. That's why God said, I'm going to reward you. That's a reward. That's the reward. What you thought the reward was? Yeah. You're going to become like him. Now. Not later. But right now. Another point I want to make. Sometimes we want, we want to discuss it later. But brother and sister, resurrection need to be discussed now. For the very reason that we talked about it the other day. And we'll talk about it a little bit today. If ye then be risen with Christ. See, it's no fact if Christ be risen. Christ been risen. The emphasis should be put on us. If you then be risen. You. If you be risen. Seek those things which are above. That tells you if you're believing in it. Because you know what? You're going to seek those things above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. That's if you've been risen. And here's another if. If you've been risen, you'll set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Why? Now I want y'all to catch this. For ye are dead, or asleep. You are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Wow. That is so powerful. Now, this is where a lot of people get confused with that fourth verse. When Christ, who is our life, he's our life now, shall appear, then shall ye all so appear with him in glory. But since the glory is now, the victory is now. And you're going to find yourself being part of that resurrection if you have crucified the flesh. See, that's what it's predicated on. If you have crucified the flesh, you have to know that this is about the new man. And not the old man. Because next week, we're going to talk about putting on the new man. Listen, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm going to give y'all some scriptures today that I know is going to kind of rock your world for a moment. But I want you to meditate on it. Then I want you to ask God about this. Because he says, if you then be risen. How do you know you've been risen with Christ? Because you don't drink no more. You don't whoremonger no more. You ain't in them streets, as they say in Georgia. You ain't in them streets no more. You ain't doing this. So that means that you have been risen. No, that would be a lie. There's people never did that stuff. But but they have to be risen with Christ. So that's important. It's very important. If you look at it from that angle, that, oh, well, I'm not doing, and that's good, brother and sister, you're not drinking, you're not getting drunk, you know, like you used to, whatever, whatever. People base their salvation on that kind of stuff. Yeah, because they ain't going in. And some of them can't go. Some of them got too old. Some of them crippled. Some of them minus one. Well, see, that don't mean you've been risen with Christ because you're not doing those things. Woo, you didn't get this here. Just the mystery of it. The mystery is something that, for a better way of saying it, that you're not aware of. You don't get it. You don't understand it. That's why this is so important, man. That you understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. You understand the mystery of the word of God. It is that vital. Understanding the resurrection is more vital than you breathing. Yeah. You say, well, preacher, why you say that? Listen, brothers and sisters, you won't have no eternal life unless you get it, unless you understand that you have to die and be risen with Christ. Because, see, once you've been risen with Christ, you're dealing with the second coming. You're dealing with, because, see, a lot of folks, they're waiting for Christ to come in the air and burst the sky, and then we're going, oh, well, wait a minute. Back it up. This all sounds good, but that's vain, brothers and sisters. You have to be resurrected now. And in order for that to happen, your spirit man has to die now and then put on the form of Christ now. Not when you get over there or wherever people say they were going. No, I know one thing. When you leave here, you need to leave here with a resurrected spirit. Now, I'm going to share some scriptures this week, today. But I'm going to tell you, without faith or without the word of God, because that's what faith is. It ain't some big idea or something you done conjured up. That ain't faith. Well, I know this is the God of faith here. Because, no, faith is the word of God. That's what faith is. And you can get all them scholars and all these preachers at the end of the life. At the end of the day, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how you get it. The more words you hear, the more faith you're going to get. Your faith has, or your trust, for a better way of saying it, your trust has to be in the word of God, because that's what faith is. Faith, and Jesus, not that you don't know this, Jesus is the author of it and finisher of our faith. Getting it now? So our faith is what the word of God says. So if you're going to start believing in the resurrection, you're going to have faith, or it's going to be impossible. It ain't happening. It's going to be impossible to please God without it. Impossible. But he that come to God must believe. You got to act on this thing. That he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, what is he going to reward you with? Eternal life, with resurrection power. That's us. I was talking to a preacher the other day. He said, you know, we ought to be celebrating our resurrection. He says, we haven't been resurrected. I said, where you been? He said, oh, there is no resurrection. Boom. He should have never said that. I said, if there be no resurrection, then everything we're doing is in vain. Your preaching is in vain. They ain't taking to the scripture to show him this stuff. Man, all the message that you and preach be in vain. If Christ had not risen, then everything is in vain. Now, I do know some other stuff that's in vain. People worshiping God in vain. They do worship in vain. A lot of people are being deceived with vain words because of their, and the Bible said, because of these things, the wrath of God come. against the children of disobedience. And I'm going to tell you something else. Y'all may not know this or not, but it's a lot of people just walking in disobedience. They know what the word says, but they don't want to let go of the worldly worship. They don't want to let go because they're worshiping God in vain. That's vain stuff. Yeah. And you think God pleased? No, he's not. Let me share some scriptures with y'all. The Bible says, and again, the Lord knoweth the thought of the wise, and they are vain. Even their thoughts are vain, trying to make God out of some incorruptible beast, trying to make God out of a building. Oh, no, Pastor, that ain't what we're doing. Now you're lying, because I know what you're doing. Don't want folks to sit in certain places. Oh, you know, that's reserved for the man and the woman of God. Well, I'm a man of God. She's a woman of God. Well, she can't sit up there. See? You want to get cursed out? Want to get your feeling hurt? Go sit up in one of them chairs up there. What they call, that's the holy ground. Oh, God, wherever you at, ground is holy. Because you holy. You make it holy. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if what I preach to you and you don't believe it, it's going to be vain. And I want to tell you, it's by the grace of God that you got to see this stuff. 1 Corinthians 15:14 says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is also vain. Can you imagine that? Everything you've been believing God is useless, it's pointless, it's vain. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. And you are yet in your sins. No. Man, Christ died. When they laid him down like a lamb, because that's how you kill a lamb, your lamb and your cross him, and nailed his hands to the cross, pierced, you know, took those stakes and put them in his feet, took him, lift him up like a priest. A priest is risen up and dropped him in a 3-foot hole, and all the veins and cells in his body went boo-doo-doo-doo. All for us. That's what Isaiah said. He did all of that for us. If he didn't, if it's not real, then it's all in vain. So he said, now if Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain. Then everybody in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, their stuff is in vain. Never happened. The blood never cried out to God is in vain. The time that you've shared the word of God with people is in vain. Not only that, the Bible says your labor, if Christ be not risen, then your labor is in vain. And if Christ be not risen, then you're not risen. So therefore, I've come to the conclusion that because you don't know about it, it's a mystery to you. That's all. And you're walking in disobedience. That means it didn't happen. I mean, you just don't know about it yet. Like the Rubik's screw. You may not know how to put all the white together, all the red together, all the green. You may not know that. But because you don't know that don't mean it can't be done. You just don't know it. So it's a mystery to you. It's a mystery. Now, let me move to my next point. My next point is, I believe we taught on it a little bit, but I do want to say this, because I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, the vain part is foolishness. It's silly. To believe that Christ hasn't risen from the dead, is to me, is blasphemy. That's what blasphemy is to me. You have to know there are some things that are just straight vain, brothers and sisters. And when I think about some of these things that are vain, like how people be boasting, well, greatest he that is in me than he that's in the world. Just vain. They don't believe one word of it. Some folks never believe in it. Matter of fact, it's more harmful to your spirit than you realize. Because you start believing something that's not real to you. It's, you have like self-illusion. Yeah, and you don't want that, brothers and sisters. You want to know that you know that you know. And the way you know that? By standing in the Word of God. By standing on the Word of God. That's how you know that. That's how you know that stuff. You know that by that. But in 1 Corinthians, we're going to read this one. Well, first, let's start with 1 Peter. Now, y'all get the pencil. See, because I want you to believe in the resurrection. Because if you don't, brothers and sisters, it's going to be impossible to please God without his word. So, because now I want you to bear in mind that Colossians 3:1 says, if you then be risen with Christ, that's where you want to focus at. Have you been risen with Christ? Don't tell me about the water baptism. I ain't trying to hear about the liquid. I'm trying to hear about your spirit, man. Have you crucified the flesh and you living unto Christ? Now, your life is dead and your new life is hidden in Christ. Now, that's what I want to know. Or are you still trying to appease the flesh? Now, I could give you a lot of fleshly stuff. I don't need to do that. Because most of you all know what it is that you don't, but that you're doing that's maybe not pleasing God. So, here's the main thing. Forget about all that stuff you call sin. That's been dealt with. God have dealt with the sin problem. If you like it or not, this may be a mystery to you. When Jesus died on the cross, that took care of the sin problem. When he got up, that gave us a righteousness that we never had before. If he had just died, he would have been like any other lamb that died for the sin. But see, it didn't stop there. When he went to the grave, those that was dead got up. That was resurrection power. And their spirit man is what got up. Just like our spirit man become alive. Because other than that, it's sleep. Just sleep. But our spirit came alive. And that's when you know you're operating in the resurrection. Because you want to do everything that God's word say. That's where your affection is on the word of God. See? But anyway, I'm just throwing little things out there. Let me go to 1 Corinthians 15. And I guess I'm going to go to let's go to 14th verse first, because the 14th verse, I think it talks about that vein, and I'm going to go and get that out the way, because when we get to the resurrection part, I want every eye to be open. I want every ear to hear. Now I know some of you used to that hooping and all that. You ain't finna get that today. You don't get that here. You're going to get knowledge that's going to help you to have your eternal life. Because without knowledge, he said, my people, they perish. They destroy. So the 14th verse says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain. Can you believe that? If Christ hadn't been risen, if Christ hadn't been risen, then you're not risen. Then you're still in your sin. Then everything was just pointless. Why did God let all this stuff happen? It's vain. In the, let me see here. Oh, okay. Pastor, you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible? That would be 1 Corinthians 15 and 14, please.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And from the Message Bible, if there's no resurrection, there's no living Christ. And face it, if there's no resurrection for Christ, everything we told you is smoke and mirrors. And everything you stake your life on is smoke and mirrors. Not only that, but we would be guilty of telling a string of barefaced lies about God. All these affidavits we pass on to you, verifying that God raised up Christ. Sheer fabrication if there's no resurrection. Amen.
Amen. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sin. In other words, the word of God would be in vain. And how stupid is that? I mean, if you don't do nothing but look at how long the word of God have withstood every test there were. It's not in vain, brothers and sisters. So go ahead on and believe in the resurrection. Believe that you're part of the resurrection. Because I'm going to tell you right now, unless you believe this, you don't have no victory. I know a lot of people say, oh, man, I got the victory. Well, if you think you got a victory because you're not drinking anymore or whatever, then praise God. But that's not what the victory is. I want to show you over in, what I said, 1 Corinthians 53 and 54. And y'all just stay tuned now because I'm going to show you this, how I know if you can put on the resurrection or not. I'm going to show you that in a moment. In 53, 54. These are scriptures we discussed this week. In 53 and 54, it says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have been put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The stain of death is sin, and the stain of sin is the law. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the 57th verse says this, but thank to be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's where victory is at. When you can get past death, when you can get past sin, then you got victory. Victory ain't, well, I hit the lottery. That ain't victory. A victory ain't, I was an overcomer or smoker. That ain't victory because you overcome cigarettes or weed or sex. That ain't no victory. It's when you overcome death. When you overcome the grave. So you thought that meant when you die and leave? No. Thank God that we have the victory, that's right now, the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we are able to do this. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To have been brought to pass. Death, where is your victory at now, death? You can hold my spirit. Don't worry about them. See, we're looking at that flesh, the body. Forget that. Forget the body. It's going to decay. It's supposed to. The inward man is being renewed day by day. It's the outward man that's going to perish. But hey, who cares? You got another body for your spirit man. You got another body for your spirit man. So don't let people take you to the grave thinking that, oh, I don't need that victory till I get over there. No, you got to take care of that now. You got to answer this now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to get rid of the corruptible now. You got to put on the incorruption now.
Yeah, yeah.
See, so that's where that, and if I don't share it like this, and I want to let Pastor read this in the message, right, in a minute, but if I don't share it like this, you miss it. In 1 Peter 1:23, now we're talking about corruptible. Now watch this. Preachers won't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this. You got to put the corruptible on the incorruptible and the corruptible. All that stuff has to take place now. So in 1 Peter 1:23, I'm going to ask Pastor to read this because I don't want you to miss this. This is hot, brothers and sisters. This is hot. And you'll try to understand this differently, but you don't need to. This is the mystery. This is the revelation knowledge. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. So you thinking when you leave here and get to heaven, that no, no. This corruptible shall have put on incorruption now. So what are they talking about? I'm glad you asked. Pastor, read 1 Peter 1:23. Now, y'all listen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think. A life conceived by God himself. Amen.
Now read, in Peter, he says this, 23, she read from the Messenger Bible. But I'm going to hear from the King. For as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible. Talking about corruptible and incorruptible. That's what we're talking about. Corruptible things. Yeah. As to say silver, gold, somebody's building, from your vain conversation. I mean, you all know this stuff. And then the 23rd verse says this, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but, catch that but now, underline that thing right there, but of the incorruptible. You put on the incorruptible. What is that? The word of God. Which liveth and abide forever. How many of us knew that when you got born again of the word of God, you just put on the incorruptible? Woo! Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hallelujah.
When you got born of the word of God, you put on the incorruptible seed. Stop that way you get over there and you think it's going to happen. No, it's going to happen right here. You got to get born again right here. So then you got been risen with Christ because you put on the incorruptible seed. That's what you did.
Hallelujah.
And you know what the Bible called that? He said, let it be the hidden man of the heart, the spirit, if that which is not corruptible, the part of you that is not corruptible. He didn't say the flesh. Now, he said the inward man, that spirit, the spirit you got.
Amen.
See, flesh can't touch that. Now, I know some of y'all think the spirit and the flesh is the same thing. No, sir. The only thing going to separate it is the word of God. It's quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It's... Listen, brothers and sisters, the only thing can separate that is the word of God. It will show you what is corruptible and what is not corruptible. Your flesh, the one that you've been putting drugs in, been doing this and the third, and you all, listen, that's flesh, okay? But your spirit, man, spirit. Once you put on Christ, that's the incorruptible.
True.
You ought to do your own research, but I guarantee you my research is better than yours. Because I know that you can put on the incorruptible on this side. I heard a preacher at a funeral, when we all get together and we've taken off the incorruptible and put on the incorruptible, he told me they were going to be in heaven when this happened. I said, the devil is a lie. God ain't having you dressed up there. You got to get this stuff right here.
Yeah. Amen.
I read that over in 1 Peter 3 and 4. He said, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. If that which is not corruptible, even the ointment of the meek and the quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. God think a whole lot of your spirit. He don't think nothing of your flesh. He said your flesh is like grass. Come up today, boom, cut down tomorrow. And if Georgia rain hit it, it's gonna be weeds everywhere.
Mhm. All right.
But guess what, brothers and sisters? Your spirit man won't be touched. Y'all might have missed that, but what I'm trying to tell you, flesh stuff is flesh, and that of the spirit is spirit. Okay. Your spirit, once it get born again, it becomes incorruptible.
Hallelujah.
How I know that? Because what made it incorruptible is the word of God.
Yeah.
I didn't say this. I read that.
Mm-hmm.
So when some of y'all go back and you ask the preacher, you ask the bishop, make sure you explain it to him right, that we're talking about corruptible seed and the incorruptible seed. And them say, well, when do we get the chance to operate in the incorruptible seed? And about 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you once you die and you get over there and yada, yada, yada. Man, don't believe that. That's garbage, okay? That's garbage. You got to be born again now. Nicodemus was trying to figure it out, but it was a mystery to him. Because he was trying to figure out, do I need to go back up in my mom again? Where you back up in there, it's still corrupt.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of y'all know that. I ain't got to tell you that. It's still corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
But to get born again, it has to be with the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's what's incorruptible. So when this corruptible to have put on incorruptible, help me, Lord, so the people can see it. This is a mystery, so you got to pay attention. Your spirit man is corruptible because of Adam. But once you die, then you got the right to put on the incorruptible, which is the word of God. And you put that in your spirit, right? Yeah, that's when you do that. You put that on your spirit now. And
Thank you, Lord.
Can proudly say, hey, death, what you working with? You got the victory. That's when you know you got the victory. You can ask death, but I know y'all believe the word of God, so let me take you to the word of God, because I want you to know. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, I think it's the 51st verse, it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. What you think he's talking about? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
In the twinkling of an eye, when you think that's going to be? It's going to be so quick. You know how, I forgot how many, I did know the research on that, how many times your eyes blink in the course of a day. It's like up in the hundreds of thousands, depending on if you're in New York or Georgia or California, depending on where you're at, how many times your eyes blink. But in some incident, your eyes blinking and you don't even know it. You done blink your eye and you don't even know it. Seriously.
All right.
So when he talks about moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's a mystery, brothers and sisters. Behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. You shall not all sleep. See, sleep meaning dead. But with Christ, it means you have to be resurrected. So when he was talking to Martha over there in the 11th chapter, he, if you've been here, Lord, my brother would never die. Jesus said, he's just sleeping. So the disciples said, well, he's doing good if he just sleep. If he just sleep, he's doing good. So then Jesus said, okay, he dead. If that's where y'all understand this, he's dead. But just show me where you laid him. Doesn't matter. If he sleep or dead, I'm finna do this resurrection thing with him. Just show me where you laid him at. And then they went to the grave, and he called him by name, Lazarus. And then he answered by that voice. The death had to jump out the way. Sleep had to let go.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. So the Bible said, I'll show you a mystery. This is a mystery, brothers and sisters. We all are not going to continue to sleep. Someone's going to be changed right now. Right now. It's where you get changed at. Right now. The people that's not going to be changed is people that's not part of the resurrection. The mystery of the resurrection body. And you got to keep in mind, this sinful body you live in is garbage. You have a new body. You don't get a new spirit. Now, let me be clear. You don't get a new spirit. Say that one more time, preacher, because somebody didn't hear you. You think you ain't gonna get no new spirit. Forget it.
All right.
But the one you got to be born again.
Well, actually,
when you think about the mind, it has to be renewed on the word of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what has to happen. Your mind has to be renewed. Yeah. Renewed what? On the truth. Let it go over and over. And you hear it and hear it and hear it till you start acting on it. Till you start believing. And when you do, then in the moment of twinkling of the eye, you're going to change. Some of y'all right now, you can't tell me the moment you got born again, and if you did, something wrong with your new birth.
Have mercy.
Well, mine was on a Tuesday. Mine was on a Wednesday. Mine was at 6 o'clock. I ain't trying to hear all that.
Because
it's just like when, now you might know, I'm not saying you don't know the day you got pregnant. I'm not saying that. But you don't know the moment you got pregnant. Anybody tell you that, they lying. Because they just like being born again. Oh, you know that seed hit. And that seed hit you. And it got up in you. And boom, it happened.
All right.
In the moment of the 20th of an hour, it happens.
Amen.
That's what happens. Just like with conception. I want to know all these medical terminology. I don't need to know all that stuff. See, all I really care about is what the Word of God says. Now, all this Hebrew, Greek, medical terminology, I don't necessarily have to know all that stuff. I don't necessarily need all that stuff. I just need to know what the Word of God says, because that's what's going to get me my eternal life.
Because
flesh and blood, the Bible says flesh and blood won't inherit the kingdom of God. And neither any other corruptible. The only thing that's going to inherit the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, is the incorruptible. The only part of you that can be incorruptible is your spirit. And that's only when you get born again. Never get born again, you'll never know it. And one other statement I'm going to make, and anyone else have any comments on anything, just Just press one. We'll let you in. I want to make one more statement because Brother Greg said something the other day. Folks don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear the truth, man. The truth is a mystery. They don't want to hear it.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
That was a sequence of things that happened. You either know that the first man, Adam, meant you die. That's what that means. That means you die. See, if Adam never disobeyed God, man would have never died. He'd have never died. But because he did, his spirit dies now. His spirit has to die. Lord have mercy. His spirit has to die now because Adam.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, look at here. The second Adam came, and he bringing life to the spirit. What? Are you serious? Let me take my time and say this. Let me take my time and say this. So that first Adam, really the only thing his spirit did is called death to come on me, my spirit. But the second Adam I'm looking at, he given life to that dead spirit that the Adam did. See the spiritual stuff here. So I'm able to have life again in that spirit. I thought I was doomed. I thought it was over. But thank be to God for Christ. He gave life to that spirit. So not only is he the resurrection, but he's the life too.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He give life too. Not only can he resurrect your spirit, but after he resurrected, he can give you that eternal life.
Say that. Amen. Hallelujah.
If you had that, if Adam's spirit never had committed disobedience, you'd be living on. But because he did, the Bible says, now it's been once appointed under man, he have to die. He have to die now because that was the penalty. So you have to die, but you don't have to stay dead. When you accept Christ, truly accept Christ, I'm not talking about religion now. I'm not talking about practicing nobody, affirmations. I'm not talking about practicing somebody religious. No, I'm talking about being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed. See, first it was the flesh. Now I don't want to go way back here, but I'm going to have to do this. You know, man was just flesh. He was flesh.
Yeah.
Flesh and blood.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Uh-huh.
Until God breathed into his nostril the spirit of life.
Mm.
And told Adam, you can live now. With that fleshly body, able to live because of that spirit in you. But now you can't disobey me, because if you do, your spirit going to do the same thing that flesh do it. It's going to go right back to the earth. But if you obey me, you can live forever. Don't touch the tree. Don't eat of the tree, whatever. Just don't eat of it, and you can live, man. I'm just wanting to show y'all this. But because he ate, now your spirit, man, has to die. Bam, you have to die now. But, thank be to God, that Christ came. Not only did he take care of the sin problem. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? He took care of the sin problem. Then turned around and gave you life to go with your spirit so you can live forever. So he says to Martha, Martha, believe this. If a man die in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live. Can you believe this? He'll never die. Never, ever die. And you know what Martha was trying to explain to Jesus about? She knew about, you know, he was the Christ, and anything he asked God for, he'll do it right now. And she knew about that great day. The day is going to come, and all of God's children going to get up. And she knew that. Knew. So Jesus sprung this on her. He said, look here, Martha. It won't be no day, baby. Will not be a day. I know you were in here waiting on the day. I don't know. Maybe the sun is shining. It ain't going to be one of them days. I am that day. I am the resurrection. So if a man should be asking the question, well, when did it switch? When did it become a person instead of a day like we know it? See, it switched. So it's only those that are alive can understand this. Jesus said, okay, I'm the resurrection, Martha. You believe in me, though you be dead, yet shall you live. Can you believe this? Can you believe in the resurrection? That's all I'm saying today, brothers and sisters. You have to believe in the resurrection, and you'll never die again. You'll never die. But it was appointed to you once to die, after that, the judgment. So that's where we're at. The judgment is the moment you stand, and you have to give an account of your deeds and everything that happens right here on earth as well. So that when you do die out of self, you never have to go through that. You do like they do at the airport. You go through the VIP. You pass that. You ain't even got to go through the checkout. Boom. You hit that line over there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pre-approved. Listen, brother and sister, you got to get pre-approved. Get pre-approved, and you never have to go through the checkout line. Woo, preach, preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, that's what happens spiritually. Once you die and you've been risen again, you've been pre-approved. So when you leave up out of here, you ain't got to go through that line. You're going through a whole different line. Okay. All right. Anyone might have any comments, press one. Anybody have any comments and you don't see yourself on, just press one and we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Pastor, you was reading that 1 Peter 3 and verse 4, where he's talking about the hidden man of the heart. It says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen. And then the Message Bible reads, now your name and kept for good. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm up above. I'm in the second. I'm at the end of the second chapter. So the third chapter in verse 4. Here we go. It says, but your inner disposition, cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen. So as you were speaking about the hidden man of the heart and how you brought out that that's our spirit. And so our spirit is the new, you know, once we had a mind of Christ, so we're being renewed daily. And so I like that because, you know, it lets us know, you know, that old has passed away, like it tells us. Behold, all things become new. It tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So all that just ties in with what you're teaching on, what you're saying, what you're letting us know that, you know, that old is no more. We've been resurrected with Christ. If we believe, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the comments. Anyone else? Anyone? Just press one. And listen, brothers and sisters, if you have any questions about anything, hey, the Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. You want to get some understanding. Because, see, we got stuff up in us that we may not have. You know, I mean, stuff been taught, put in us. We was taught from an early age. A lot of that's lies. So you may be leaning to that. You could be leaning to your own understanding. But you need revelation knowledge. So with that being said, you might have some, you may have, and you know, within your own self, well, wait a minute, it fit what I've been talking. Well, let's open it up. Let's unpack this thing. Let's see what's really going on here.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to want truth, and you're going to have to want revelation truth.
Yeah.
Your spirit is so valuable to God.
Yes.
Satan can't
yes.
destroy that. Only one can do that is you.
Mm.
You got the power to do that. You can join
yeah.
Satan in hell, or you can be risen with Christ and join him in heaven, because that's where he's sitting at, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I thank you all. Meanwhile, be blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word and